The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act is already being widely discussed in many areas where there's high impact of pumping. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. There are 8 areas in the San Joaquin Valley that are critically overdraft subbasins, and they all could be severely, severely impacted by SGMA, the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. Roger Isom is the president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, as well as the California Cotton Ginners and Growers Association. He's outspoken about SGMA. He's talking about SGMA restricting wells to very low yields of water.
Well, here we sit today. Medium and high priorities are enacting these low yields.
And he's talking about low-yielding wells of water.
And we've got no additional storage. We've done nothing to provide more water. And so what's going to happen to the communities in this valley? They're going to go away. It's like Mendota and Firebaugh on steroids for the rest of the valley. Areas that have been that have avoided this, like Tulare and Tipton and Pixley, Cutler Rossi, you know, those areas, yes, they've seen, you know, the impact of drought. They've never seen the impact of the state taking away water or restricting their water. And they've always been able to get around it by pumping. Not the case anymore.
The 2022 almond crop is estimated to come in at 2.6 billion meat pounds, which is 11% below last year's 2.9 billion pounds. Freeze damage and lack of adequate water is the reason. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.